Hello, hello. It's Sarah Angel here with another podcast. So, I just wanted to clarify a few things. You know, whenever a child gets taken in place with another family member, you know, the CPS sends out these letters to other family members to see if they are willing to be a secondary caregiver. Now, just because someone checks yes does not mean they are the secondary caregiver, okay? Because that's when CPS has to investigate them, make sure they have their own home, make sure they have a good job that they themselves can provide for that child, that they do not do drugs or their spouse does drugs, that they don't live with their parents, they don't have fucking people who try to sell their daughter for sex living with them who are homely people too, you know, people who aren't overweight and unhealthy, you know, they look at shit like that. Someone who's not just, you know, who could barely take care of themselves, let alone take care of their kids that they have. You know, they want to make sure that they're not placing the child with someone who, you know, caused, you know, their own children to have ADHD and other mental health issues because of their behavior and erratic craziness that they put their children through, you know? So, just because you check yes doesn't mean that you were ever considered to be or possibility to be a secondary caregiver to a child. You know, you might wish you could be in your delusional, narcissistic world, you know, that, you know, you would ever be considered, but in all reality, you would never be considered. So, the fact that someone like that, that does all those things, wants to go around trying to get brownie points by telling lies to family members that they are the secondary caregiver for a child, when they wouldn't even fucking treat my child good. They would single him out. You know, they sat back and watched some fucking chick on heroin spank my fucking child and didn't even say nothing about it because the way they feel towards my child and the relationship he has with his pawpaw. His pawpaw, you know, is his favorite one. And why would, you know, I even consider or anyone consider letting that person, you know, take care of my child? I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want you to fuck up my child like you did your own. You know, you got, what, a two-year-old, almost two-year-old? I don't even know, still in diapers, barely even talks. I mean, like, still sucking a pacifier. I mean, your baby's not a baby anymore. Treat him like a fucking child, like a kid. Don't you want your kid to fucking, you know, grow up and be smarter than, you know, they are, their age range should be? I mean, that just shows that you don't take the time, you know, or give your energy to doing what you got to do to make your child a better person. You know, you treat him like a baby because that's as easy as it can be, is treating him like a baby. And you obviously aren't working on yourself, and you waste your time and energy on involving yourself in my life. That's what narcissists do. I mean, the fact that you can't see that, and the fact that you lie to family members about a situation that has nothing to do with you, would never have anything to do with you, just goes to show how you are. You're sad, pathetic, homely, unhealthy, big, sad woman, and your wifey's the same, living off your fucking parents, you know? Can't even keep your husband happy. I mean, why don't you worry about bettering yourself and your own health and your own kids and trying to move out of your parents' house instead of worrying about my life and trying to be a secondary caregiver to my child when you're not ever going to be, you never would be possibility to be one, okay? You can't even take care of your own self or your own kids, your own fucking marriage. I mean, fix your girl. You know, you got more important things in your own life that you should deal with than trying to involve yourself in my life like you always do, like you still do to this day. And that just proves it right there. Narcissistic behavior 101. My hater's narcissistic sister-in-law trying to involve herself in my life like she always does and says she doesn't, but she does. Get bent.